I think the first point I wanted to stress and try to bring to the World Humanitarian Summit is also the individual stories from Palestine refugees. And I was focusing a lot on Palestine refugees, boys and girls that we have and are studying in our schools. And so I gave one of the stories, young Batul, who's a girl who was a Palestine refugee from Syria and is now studying in Ain el-Helwe, where she had to flee after during the Syria war. So I tried to bring that. Then, of course, the other parts that were very important for UNRWA is the strong focus on education. I'm very grateful for that because education is an area that UNRWA invests a great deal in, has experience, but it's also an area that we're fighting very hard to preserve.
What were the commitments that you think were the most important to you that were declared during the conference?
Well, one of the big themes that was declared was the link between humanitarian and development work, to emphasize that more. And I think it's very important for UNRWA because we have the experience of dealing both with the emergencies in humanitarian terms and in dealing with the longer-term development work in education and healthcare. All of the focus on disability was very important. Among the Palestine refugee community of 5 million people, we estimate about 15% of that community live with a diverse form of disabilities, some that are conflict-related, others that are, of course, physical, mental, and we want to improve our work. We must improve it. I mean, we do good work, but we have to improve it and take it further. We also had, there was a very strong focus during the conference on the humanitarian principles, you know, humanity, neutrality, independence, and impartiality. And for an actor like UNRWA, what is very, very important in that regard is that we focus on humanity, that we focus also on the security of our staff. You know, I'm very worried about the fact that we have lost 11 colleagues during the war in Gaza, that we lost 16 in the conflict in Syria and have 28 missing. These are people who are on the front line of delivering humanitarian aid, and we need to work more effectively to protect them.
When a Palestine refugee listens to us, how could this summit help him?
We have to focus on resolving conflicts, on ending them, on addressing the underlying causes. Today, I think I can say it honestly, and you know, I'm happy to have people contradict me on this, but I think I can say safely that if you ask any Palestine refugee what he or she desires most is a solution to their plight. You know, UNRWA has now this very month been in operations for 66 years, and I'm deeply proud of what we do, but I know that nothing will ever replace the attainment of rights and dignity through a political solution. And so the world needs to wake up to that reality. And if Palestine refugees feel that this summit, you know, has been an opportunity to raise attention to the need to resolve their plight, then I think it's important. It's not enough, but it's important.
You have had a Facebook Live, and you got questions from different people around the world, right? So what is the question that stopped you and made you think, or even in the field?
There was questions that came, for example, about, you know, are your actions stronger than your words, for example, was one question. And I think it's understandable. I mean, the person who asked probably feels that, you know, conferences like these, there's a lot of speeches and empty speeches in it. But I always tell people, you know, I can understand why one is skeptical about, you know, speeches and maybe even big conferences. But the reality is, we should be measured by our work in the field. And people who pay attention to conferences and have the time to ask questions, they should also pay attention to the work that is being done in the field. And I say, you know, the courage, again, to come back to this point, of our staff, the courage of the students, is what people should be spending time looking at. So that was one of the questions which I thought was good to have the opportunity to address and to engage on. Then, you know, there were questions about the practical work we do, the sort of main objectives we have for this conference, you know, what led me to join humanitarian work and to engage.
What led you to join?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, one never quite knows. Later one always explains is that something perfectly rational. What I wanted to do and was interested in when I was a teenager was, you know, film photography and especially documentary television work. But then I went to Latin America for a first visit doing reporting work. And I was very, very moved, and I became passionate about social, political, and social human processes. And I decided that humanitarian work was a good way to combine and look at some of these aspects. And so I joined the International Committee of the Red Cross, and 2 years ago became Commissioner General of UNRWA. And I feel this is one of the most worthwhile and worthy causes to engage for.
from Istanbul, where we had the World Humanitarian Summit, what would you like to say to Palestine refugees everywhere?
When I was sitting in one of the panels, and I had the school principal in our school, in one of our schools in Lebanon, tweet to me that the opinion piece that I had written that spoke about young Batul, who's the student that I was referring to, that Batul was actually reading my opinion piece and that she promised to continue to work very hard. And I wrote back saying, actually, I'm the one who has to continue to work very hard. I want the world to understand that every single Palestine refugee youth that I meet is somebody who's thirsty in life to contribute, to make a difference, to live up to his or her own dreams and expectations. I had once a student say to me, Commissioner General, are you going to work as hard for our rights and for our future as you do for the future of your own children? And so, you know, these are the things that the world needs to hear and needs to know about. And that is the one message that I want to convey very, very strongly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.